top of the morning elation to spark the brain.
Everybody get out of bed.
Live from Cape Town.
Yo, turn it up.
Feeding your mind and soul in the company of friends.
Wake up, everybody.
Welcome to Breakfast with Friends.
Yes, it is Breakfast with Friends. It's 7:45, and it's such an honor and privilege to be joined with a lady in the Northern Hemisphere in a little city or town called Modin in Israel. Thank you for your time this morning, Rolene Marks.
It is such a pleasure. What a way to start the day.
True story. And fortunately, you guys are in the same time zone as us at this time, right?
For a couple of weeks, and then we do the daylight savings thing and we go an hour ahead. Still haven't figured it out after 12 years.
Well, Rolene, you are an international journalist, broadcaster, keynote speaker. You've appeared in front of audiences in Brazil, Germany, Australia, South Africa, Israel, the United States of America, etc., etc. And the reason we're talking to you is specifically wanting to hear about what Israel is doing in terms of mediation with regard to the war that's taking place in Ukraine.
Well, it's an extraordinary position for Israel to be in. Israel has open communication, strong diplomatic ties with both Ukraine and Russia. And while Israel unequivocally stands with Ukraine and the people of Ukraine and recognize Ukrainian territory over it, or sovereignty over its territory, rather, we also have strong diplomatic ties with Russia. And it's very important for us from a national security perspective to maintain this. You know, Israel has condemned the invasion. We have, in fact, co-sponsored a UN General Assembly resolution condemning the Russian invasion of Ukraine. However, Russia controls the skies over Syria. And with Iran becoming more of a threat every day, and of course, we have recently had those talks in Vienna to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power or gaining their nukes. They often launch attacks on Israeli sovereign territory from Syria, and Russia's control of the Syrian airspace allows us to strike those targets. And also Putin is probably the most friendly towards Israel president, unlike his predecessors. And we've seen an extraordinary amount of conversations between our Prime Minister Bennett and his negotiating team with both Presidents Putin and Zelensky. And this actually comes at the behest of President Zelensky, who before the invasion asked Israel to possibly be a mediator, saying that maybe Jerusalem could be a neutral venue. This is something that has been brought up over the last couple of conversations. And Israel has received the appreciation from President Zelensky, his chief of staff, his defense minister, who understand the very precarious diplomatic position Israel is in while still being supportive of Ukraine. And Israel, from our perspective, have stated emphatically, we are not here to pressure any side to accepting terms. What we are here to do is to mediate, is to relay terms to each other. Having said that, we've heard from both leaders that they're both open to the possibility of speaking in Jerusalem, but Israel has to consider this very, very carefully, because negotiations during a wartime scenario, and heaven knows we've lived through enough wars here in Israel to understand the intricacies and difficulties of this, we have to proceed very, very cautiously.
Sure. Very, very interesting. And thank you so much, Rolene, for just painting that picture for us. One of the sad realities with regard to the war in Ukraine is that children and women are directly being very negatively affected. And so with regard to that, I was quite pleasantly surprised to see the fact that some of the Ukrainian refugees have arrived in Israel. Just recently checking an article on the Global News Alliance and about that. And that is lives that are being touched and changed. But Israel's doing way more than that when it comes to humanitarian efforts with regard to this war. Tell us a bit about that, please.
Well, it's just extraordinary. I mean, I can't even keep up with the amount of humanitarian aid that we have sent. We understand very well as Israelis what it is like to live in situations of war and who is the most affected, who are the most vulnerable. In Israel, since the tanks rolled in, dispatched our foreign diplomats who are in neighboring countries as well as Ukraine along the border to help evacuate Ukrainian refugees to safe spaces, including those here to Israel. We are gearing up to accept about 100,000 refugees. We've uncapped a limit saying that we will accept as many refugees as we possibly can, not just Jewish refugees, refugees from the country as well. We also understand that our diplomats have managed to evacuate civilians from Lebanon, from Syria, from Egypt, Morocco, the Palestinian Authority, and Gaza, who have basically been left to their own devices. Along with this, we have Magen David Adom, who have sent armored ambulances. We are building a massive field hospital, which will be manned by at least 50 doctors and nurses from Sheba Medical Center. We're naming it for Golda Meir, after the iconic lady herself who was born in Kiev in Ukraine. We have IsraAid with their field hospitals on Moldova and Romania, also with what they are calling a safe space for mothers and babies. We have United Hatzalah with four field hospitals along the border. There's an extraordinary account of a citizen from Gaza trying to get out, saw United Hatzalah and the Israeli flag and went there directly for help. We've sent at least six massive generators to Lviv, to the hospital there, to keep it running. And working in conjunction with the Jewish Agency for Israel to help people get to Israel to safety. We have organizations inside the Ukraine trying to help organizations like Chabad, trying to help people with shelter, with food. So it really has been an extraordinary effort. 100 tons of humanitarian aid flown via Poland to Ukraine, and again, 16 tons of humanitarian aid now flown to Moldova, and an extraordinary partnership between El Al Airlines, Maccabi Tel Aviv Soccer Club, and two NGOs here who are sending with flights to Bucharest packages of humanitarian aid specifically to help children, babies who are in need of it. And we have our medical clowns, who people may be familiar with, on site at these places to try and help the children deal with the horrendous trauma. I don't think any of us can watch footage coming in from Ukraine and not just be absolutely heartbroken at what we are seeing.
Marlene, as we wrap up, what do we as South Africans living in Cape Town, South Africa, what can we do to help the situation?
Well, through the Women's International Zionist Organization based in Cape Town and also in Johannesburg, Durban and Pretoria, you can support our emergency fund. We are raising money to help the many Ukrainian children that are in our schools who are absolutely traumatized. We are starting to take in refugees. We have to follow the guidance of our government. We have received our first refugee, but we do have children from Ukraine and from Russia as well who are in extreme distress. So if you can support the fundraising efforts by WESO South Africa, they do have a website that you can contact them via their Facebook page and be in contact there to see how to donate. Everything goes towards these children. It will be so greatly appreciated. People who are donating clothes, we are giving through our WESO secondhand stores throughout the country. We are giving refugees the opportunity to come in and pick out at least 10 items because they really arrive with the clothes on their backs. We are helping in our centers with as much trauma counseling, psychological counseling, and also very important for these children who are missing out on school, tutors and everything they need to help them get through this unbelievably difficult period. So all help shown towards WITO South Africa comes towards our help with Ukrainian refugees right here in Israel.
Sure. Raleen, thank you so much for that. Again, the website address, www.wizo.co.za. You can find more details there, and it's very clear and very helpful. Raleen, that's where we're going to have to leave it for today, but I do think we're going to have to chat to you again in the near future. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date and just for painting that picture for us. We wish you and the rest of the WIZO team all the best.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Get out of bed. Breakfast can only taste this good when you have it with friends. Breakfast with friends.